migration and human mobility is natural and it's more common than immobility and stasis. It was that initial changing, subverting of my assumptions to go, oh, migration is incredibly normal. Why have I never thought of it like that?
The idea of citizenship, who belongs, refugee law or other approaches such as the ones regarding politics.
Coming into it, I said, oh, I want to stick with stuff that I know because I was scared to try something new. And Florian sat us all down individually and said, no, let's push the boat out. Do some history, do some music, do some film studies. And that was really great to be able to try that.
Yeah, I believe that the master is very good because it tackles the issue of migrations from different perspectives, like law, sociology, philosophy, politics, ethnography, or cinema, for example. This gives you the chance of understanding migrations from like an international, a regional, a national, and a local level.
My music module that I did was just so much fun. And we did a film lecture as well. And the film lecture was incredible. And you just never would have kind of gone down that route when you're thinking about migration. And I thought that was really great. That would be enough for me to persuade anyone to do this master's.
This idea of around the world, there are 174 countries that allow people to move freely or with very little controls, for me was incredible because it's something that we don't know because the news don't frame that kind of things.
I've been here for 4 years, so incredible community and stuff like that. But also I was working for a charity this year called Solidarity, providing legal aid for refugees in Greece. So for me, that was really nice to kind of have that as an extracurricular, but also have it really tie in with my degree, knowing that both I brought something to the role, but also the role kind of brought something to my education as well.
Basically, I would like to continue applying to the UNHCR, to the United Nations.
I've actually been speaking, potentially doing a PhD. I don't know why I want to prolong my education any longer. I love it at Bristol, and the idea of spending another 4 years here would be incredible. I feel like very enlightened to everything that's going on. So yeah, I've really enjoyed all that.